Good morning. It's a Thursday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, Bibi Netanyahu pulls out the election in Israel, something you predicted with the coalition he had to build that he would do that.
Yeah, I certainly didn't mean that that was my personal preference, but it did mean that it looked inevitable, David. The polls are showing that the Israeli electorate is moving right. There are a lot of little small parties which are right-wing in their nature. When you add up basically a split number of parliamentary seats for both Netanyahu and his opponent, it ends up that the splinter parties bring him in to victory. Look, it's pretty easy. You're an Israeli, and you have a guy who has delivered an economy and who has delivered relative peace in Israel and who takes no prisoners. That's the way the Israelis see him. On the other hand, there has always been the question of two separate states. There doesn't seem to be any movement on that at all. Both sides are to blame for that. The fact of the matter is that the Arabs haven't been particularly forthcoming in making that happen. And in fact, the rhetoric of driving Israel into the sea still exists. A couple of rockets landed recently showing that there is an inability to keep people from engaging in that kind of, on the Arab side, from that kind of work and misdoings. And so Netanyahu wins, but yet when it came to the parliamentary elections, the Knesset itself, he just managed to split with his opponent.
From there to Texas, where President Trump, Allen, used the backdrop of his fundraiser to warn of the dangers and tragedy of migrants flowing across the Mexican border, an issue he predicted would play well for him in his 2020 reelection campaign.
Well, he's putting everything he's got onto that one, David. The polling is not on his side. He is underwater in the states in which he won the election the last time, he knows it, and he keeps doubling down on this immigration thing. There are many of us who believe that he's responsible for the glut at the border because basically people are saying either get over there now before he really is able to shut it all down, and taking some solace from the fact that federal judges keep telling Trump he can't do what he's doing. He seems like a man out of control. He's firing his top officials. And to me, it doesn't look like a winner. To him, it does.
Lawyers for Gregory B. Craig, a White House counsel in the Obama administration, Allen, expect him to be indicted in the coming days on charges related to his work for the Russia-aligned government of Ukraine.
Well, you know, this can only be good news for the Republicans because it shows that people were making money all over the place, including those who were on the Democratic side, or at least one who was on the Democratic side. You can believe they're going to make a great deal out of this. This is good news for them, bad news for the country, that's for sure. This guy has worked for the Democrats in the past, but also worked to enrich himself. The allegation is with one of the largest law firms in America.
U.S. Attorney General William Barr told the Senate panel he's reviewing whether federal authorities, Allen, improperly spied on Donald Trump's campaign during the early stages of his investigation into whether any of his aides participated in Russian efforts to sway the 2016 election in his favor.
Well, this is huge, that's for sure. I mean, here you have the spectacle of this attorney general who, as Nancy Pelosi puts it, is attorney to Donald Trump, not to the United States, which is his proper job. There was fury on the side of the Democrats. Nancy Pelosi came out. Virtually all of the Democrats said, this is ridiculous. Now, it is possible that there was an investigation going on because we do know that there were allegations of Russian spying and of people involved with those Russians. We had the President of the United States saying to Russians and to others, I just fired Comey because of the Russia thing. So one would expect that if an allegation was made to the FBI, that they would be looking into it. We do know that the President of the United States and some of his people warned Trump when he came into office of all of this. So to me, if the FBI was doing its job, the spectacle of its chief now, the Attorney General of the United States, coming down on them is really just awful for this country.
Well, we spoke about the fact that Bernie Sanders acknowledged he's made over $1 million. We see now that Massachusetts U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren, a Democratic 2020 contender, hauled in close to $1 million last year. She released 10 years of her tax returns. Isn't it true that to run on this level in politics, you have to have a lot of money?
Well, either you have to have a lot of money or you have to get it. Both of these people, Elizabeth Warren, who I know and who I respect, and Bernie Sanders, who I voted for the last time out, they wrote books and they got $1 million. Bernie Sanders said it the other day. He said, nothing wrong with that. You want to write a book and get $1 million? You can too. Well, that's one thing to say, but of course he is a democratic socialist who has eschewed the money motivation. Nevertheless, I think an awful lot of Americans can understand what he did and why he did it. At the same time that this is swirling around him, he's out there, David, now talking Medicare for All and getting others who are also running for president to support him. We saw Kirsten Gillibrand, we saw Elizabeth Warren, we saw others, and he's basically going for it. He's saying, look, this is something that an industrialized democratic country should be doing. And we are trailing behind the world, and let's take the profit motive out from the insurance company and plow it back to the American people. I've always been for Medicare for All. You can do it step by step, but I think it's something that is long overdue, and I think it's going to excite an awful lot of Americans. It's why, by the way, he's leading in so many of the polls. I mean, Joe Biden may be doing a little bit better, but Joe Biden isn't in it yet.